And now, our feature presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's time.
Put your hands together, welcome.
The best DJ in the world.
And you know this,
yeah,
man.
This time, we're gonna go back.
This DJ kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it. He kicks
Let
it.
Me kick it.
Kicking the old school and dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberries.
I must admit, I do get a certain perverse pleasure out of it.
So I was like, oh, maybe I'll play some other songs and mix it up a little bit. But I'm like, you know what, though? I just love Guilty Pleasure songs. Like, those songs that everyone knows all the words to, but you're like, oh, it's not good music. Oh, it's not credible. Well, you know, I say screw that. My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
Yeah.
might get the ratings up is if the show is a little steamier.
Steamier? How the hell am I going to make it any steamier?
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, broadcasting on the 91.5 FM frequency modulated Hertzian waves and WMFO RG on the web. Well, there's another O in there, right? WMFO. Yes, .org. In case you didn't already know it, I'm your host, Edward Bukert. And, well, I make sound collages here on WMFO by mixing up a wide variety of different music and then audio clips from movies and TV shows. Sometimes documentaries, sometimes political speeches, real life, historical events even. And this evening, we've got a real high energy theme for you, which I haven't done this kind of theme in a couple of years. It's called Guilty Pleasures. So this evening, I'm going to be playing you all songs that I think are absolutely 100% rocking, even if they're a Celtic or they're bluegrass. Yes, guilty pleasure songs. Songs I like so much, I feel a little bit bad if I play them too often. But hopefully for you, this show will be a super concentrated burst of musical flavor. A little bit like those tubes of sun-dried tomato paste where they claim to pack all the good, wonderful, delicious flavors of two dozen tomatoes into one 2-ounce metal tube. This theme was originally inspired by one of my favorite ever WMFO DJs, Helter Skelter Annie Ross, who did a show called Helter Skelter, and was even WMFO's general manager, a head honcho here from in 2006 and 2007, that academic year. So then, after graduating from Tufts, she went on to go to BU Law School, and she's one of the few other WMFO DJs who I honor in my show intro. Specifically, I mix in that clip from her. It's my show, and I can do whatever I want, so I am. So now she's a high-powered lawyer, and with her wife, a mother raising a family. Also, mixed in with the music tonight, in addition to our typical audio samples from who knows where, I've also dug out a few clips from two of her Helter Skelter episodes that I stashed away from what was then the WMFO archives, including one where Annie was functioning on just 1 hour's sleep and had a show tunes theme. So we began this evening's episode with the Japanese power pop duo Puffy AmiYumi and their song Asia no Junshine. And that track was just so well polished, commercially sweet, like a box of chocolates, ready to be ripped open and eaten. So shout outs and dedications. In the first set, I've got some very classic Devo going out to Philip. In fact, it's my favorite ever Devo song that they wrote, Girl You Want. And then more towards the end of the set, incredible 2 minute and 58 second sound collage called Hot Doggy by Colorbox. Sending that out to Dylan and Ryan. Also in this set, some Johnny Cash going out to Arthur. And then John Fiske, I Haven't Forgotten You. In our second set, I've got some AC/DC going out to you, as well as a much nicer sort of prelude to that coming from Jill Scott, a little interlude. And then in the last set, going out to Chuck U and Diane and Jamie. Yeah, we haven't heard from Jamie in a long time, but yes, one of my ultimate guilty pleasures from my... from Chuck U and Diane, Smallpox Blankets. And then to new listener Tony Traverson, thanks for calling in last week. I've got this wonderful Celtic instrumental called Long Hile Castle going out to you in the second set of this evening. Backing me up right now, my ambiance, the music or sounds that I play when I'm talking. This is a very cool cover version of the Western classic, the spaghetti Western classic, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, as performed by the Ned Nash Orchestra, who I understand is just one guy and his synthesizers. He does a pretty good job with them, though, I think. In a cheesy way. So, we are going to begin the first main set of this Guilty Pleasures episode for you with a song that was a big hit in Japan in the 1970s for a band called the Sadistic Mika Band. And they actually charted pretty well with this in England. It's still a pretty popular song in Japan from what would be their classic rock stations. A couple of years ago, I was watching an NAK New Year's special, and they featured a cover version of this. This is, yes, it's called Time Machine Onegai, Please Time Machine. And it's by the Sadistic Mika Band. And it really rocks for you here right now on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage. Oh, here at WFO in Bedford. It's Friday night Sound Collage party time for everybody in the world. But especially for you, dear listener.
Now going to get double the punishment for your not being able to anticipate my every need.
After me. I am not a pleasure unit. I am not a pleasure unit. After all, I'm a man and you're a woman. I can't think of a better arrangement.
of service you. I'm here to service you.
Flint, the government needs you.
Yes, well, it's good to be wanted, sir.
And wouldn't you know, I have a whole bag of chips over there to play with that we haven't explored yet.
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing, multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down when the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured hundredweight and penny pound, when the man comes around.
Thank you.
I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him.
I know what will pick up my spirits, because that is really what's going to be needed right now at this point. And, you know, really at this point, only one thing could really do it. And that's the little mermaid with Under the Sea.
Thank God, Annie.
Ariel, listen to me. The human world, it's a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there.
Let's hear some music!
Need to turn those frowns upside down, and I got just the thing for that. We call it Doobie Snacks.
If you have an encounter with police, MassCAN wants you to know your rights. What you say to the police officer is always important. What you say can be used against you, and if you mouth off in any way, it can give them a reason to arrest you. Be respectful. If you're in a car, you must show your driver's license and registration. But in other situations, you cannot be legally arrested for refusing to identify yourself. You don't have to answer an officer's questions. Never consent to any search of yourself, your car, or your house. If you do consent to a search, it will affect your rights later in court. If the cops say they have a search warrant, ask to see it. You should always exercise your right to remain silent. You have the right to have an attorney present during any questioning. Don't interfere with or obstruct the police, because you can get arrested for that. Ask the officer if you're free to leave. Remember, you're a busy person with people to meet and perhaps a job to get to. At MassCAN, we think that marijuana should be legal, taxed and regulated just like alcohol and cigarettes. But if you're under the influence of anything, leave the driving to somebody else. For more information, please visit our website at masscan.org. That's MASSCANN.ORG.
Mm-hmm.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage, exclusively here at WMFO in Medford. Tufts, freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. Our theme this evening is called Guilty Pleasures. So I'm playing you a whole bunch of my guilty pleasure songs. We kicked off that first main set of the evening with a Japanese band, of course, because that's one of the rules of a Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time. We always begin with Japanese music. And then we heard my favorite ever Devo song that they composed, Girl You Want. That was going out to Philip. You know, one thing I'll just say about that. There was a MTV documentary about VH1, actually, about one-hit wonder bands. And they had Devo featured as one of those. It was like a top 100 countdown. And that is just so incredibly wrong. They had so many hits and, well, so many great songs, so many outstanding songs. So, a whole lot more than Whip It, yes. And then we heard from Donna Summers. The Rollo and Sister Bliss Monster Mix has put through some Plastic Sushi further sonic manipulations. And then I had going out to Arthur, the Johnny Cash song, The Man Comes Around. Why is that a guilty pleasure? Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's all about God and Judgment Days. Judgment Day, which certainly not a hot topic for me. But on the other hand, I think there's something about that notion that resonates in human beings. And yes, it's certainly got emotional impact. And then we had going out to Dylan and Ryan, a 2 minute 58-second sound collage from the British Operation Color Box. The song was called Hot Doggy. And they did so much terrific sound mixing, but they were just sued out of existence because of the laws against sampling. Audio sampling. And then we wrapped up the set with a public service announcement from MassCam. Yeah, it's going way back, like 2005, when it wasn't legal for adults here in Massachusetts to possess and grow their own marijuana. Fortunately, we got that fixed by a public ballot question. And now you can do that, although certainly not driving if you're under the influence, right? We all know that. We're all straight on that. Backing me up right now, this break ambiance is from the Penguin Cafe Orchestra, and this is numbers. There's like a couple of them, 1 through 4. So, in the next set, as I mentioned, I've got 2 songs I'll be sending out to John Fisk, a wonderfully calm, peaceful Song of Love by Jill Scott, followed by The Other Side of Love from AC/DC. That's not the title of the song, but when we get to it, I think you'll understand what's going on there. Also, new listener Tony Traverson called in last week, and he enjoyed what the mix of music that he was hearing from 1967 as we time-traveled back with Hank Fonts to hearing all the hit Billboard songs of the second week of November 1967, along with a radio show within the radio show, Hank Fonts' November 11th broadcast of Real New Orleans Jazz on WGBH. But what I've got going out to you, Tony, is one of my favorite ever Celtic instrumentals, Long Hile Castle by Ciarán O'Mahony and Dermot McLaughlin, from the Rough Guide to Irish Music, second edition. Also, some Crystal Method in here. And continuing with our Guilty Pleasures theme, very particularly, here is one that I'll send out to Annie Ross, Helter Skelter Annie Ross, because I know this was one of hers, Cyndi Lauper. She Bop!
Now she was doing the thing he wanted her to do most of all.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure. Well, see him having that type of cheese. Pages of a Blue Boy magazine. I've been thinking of a new sensation.
Oh, I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
Thank you. come into this world with our little egos equipped with individual horns. Now, if we don't blow them, who else will?
I gotta admit, sometimes I feel weak for loving you the way I do. It's beyond me. Can't control it or force it to be, you know, what I want it to be. I think about you so much when I'm with you and when I'm not. It's deep the way looking in your eyes.
Nothing is more beautiful than loving you, holding you, being next to you, kissing your lips, taking my time with you. Nothing is more beautiful than loving you.
Kind of can't break the habit. You know what I mean?
You're such a bad boy.
Yeah.
this evening here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. Our theme is called Guilty Pleasures. Specifically, my guilty pleasure songs, as well as songs that are guilty pleasures for other people, no doubt. In fact, we started off that set with a song that I know Helter Skelter Annie Ross really liked, because she used to play it often on her show. From Cyndi Lauper, She Bop. And in case you didn't already know it, that song is about masturbation. It was on the PMRC's Filthy 15, the Parents Musical Resource Center, which Tipper Gore, wife of Albert Gore, then a senator, she and a bunch of other Washington wives were so shocked because of the content that they saw in modern music that they formed a group, yeah, the Parents Musical Resource Center. And the idea was to censor music and culture in America. Nevertheless, well, you know, we just go back, and music's always been about that. I mean, rock and roll, right? I'm gonna rock you, baby. I'm gonna rock you all night long. Yeah, you know, what does rock really mean? Yeah, okay. And that's what blues music is. That's what all music, well, okay, not all music, but in any case, then we heard the Crystal Method, and that was track High Roller, which had a lot of audio samples from the Apollo 8 mission in 1968 that went orbited around the moon. And that was around Christmas time. And it had a big impact. And the picture of the Earth that one of the astronauts, Landers, took, it's called Earthrise, and it had a really big impact on the environmental movement, the blue earth marble full of life coming up on the very desolate, gray, and obviously dead moon. And then going out to Tony Traverson, we had Ciaran Omanai and Dermot McLaughlin, a wonderful instrumental, Long Isle Castle, from The Rough Guide to Irish Music, second edition. Not the first. The second edition is better, in my opinion. And then a two-song segue going out to John Fiske. First, a lovely, heartfelt song full of love from Jill Scott called Nothing, Interlude, from her album Beautifully Human Words and Sounds, Volume 2. And then going in a segue to the complete opposite side of love, AC/DC and Giving the Dog a Bone from the perfect album Back in Black. And I'm pretty sure that particular rating vocals of Brian Johnson on that one just probably really went to John like chalk. No, like fingernails on a chalkboard. In any case, it takes all kinds of music to make a sound collage. So right now, my ambiance is being provided by Billy May, and this is Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White from Ultra Lounge, Volume 17, Bongo Land. And my eternal thanks to Coffee and Smokes, Alex, for turning me on to that whole Ultra Lounge series. And you can catch him with a Desperate Hour.